Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This is not okay. This needs to stop now. This is cancer. This is so much cancer that I can feel the tumors growing on my back. And it's way down heavy on me, and it's not okay. Can you help a nigga out and just stop this? Please?
Oh my God, we was having issues tonight on Instagram with the Wi-Fi. We can see you clear. We can see your skin.
Hey.
Okay. How I pronounce your name, baby girl?
I just got back from Bahamas, so I got a real bad tan.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
So you just got back from the Bahamas, so we dealing with a Travelicia here off top. Cool, you went to the Bahamas. Was that just a quick flex? What was that? Did you need to say that? I don't know. Okay. They don't realize how much they turn guys off with this travel. Most men don't have this much off time in a year to do all this fucking traveling. So the traveling, the long, ghetto, ridiculous nails, this is getting off to a bad start already. But let's hear her out. I'm open for this to turn around in a positive way. I'm totally open.
So Kara, how old are you?
I'm 38.
38, and what do you do for a living?
I am a museum developer.
Museum developer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kids?
I have two girls, 9 and 13.
9 and 13, both by the same man?
No, one by my ex-husband and one back from my hometown where I'm from.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
Did she wave off the one from back in her hometown? Why is that a wave off? So you left your hometown to escape your bullshit decisions? Yeah, that one don't count. That was just back in the day from your hometown, huh? Okay, question. Genuine question. Is she really 38? Or is it giving 45 vibes?
Yes.
She has a Snapchat. A 38 or 45-year-old woman with a Snapchat? That tells a lot. If y'all know anything about Snapchat and what the youngins are using Snapchat for. Apparently it erased something after 24 hours so you can freak off and it'll erase automatically after 24 hours.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo. Stick around.
So yeah, this is definitely a Travelicia. This woman is not 38 years old. There's no chance. I mean, it's possible, but I just don't believe it. Her daughter. I wouldn't put my daughter on social media, but hey. Everybody doesn't have great discernment. Travel. All you do is travel. This is giving 50-year-old woman right here. Nothing is saying wife. Nothing is saying she would be good to be in a relationship with. You doing too much, man. Why is your belly out? Look at this outfit. She want to be 21 so bad. You're 20 years too late, ma'am. A 40-year-old woman belly shouldn't be out under any circumstances.
Do you have any kids?
I have two girls, 9 and 13.
9 and 13, both by the same man?
No, one by my ex-husband and one back from my hometown where I'm from.
Okay, so you're married once?
Yes.
Okay. When did you get divorced?
In 2020, we separated. It became final 2022 because of COVID. It kept getting delayed.
Okay. So we got Sakara, 38, a musician, developer?
A museum.
Museum. I spelled that wrong.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Kendra, you spelled museum, musician. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of the mentally disabled, but I guess a part of me believes Kendra can do better. I think she has the mental capabilities to do better. That's why I'm on her. You know what I mean?
There's help available if you ask for it.
Oh, where you calling me from?
Atlanta.
Here we go!
ATL. And what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. All right, boo. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
That's so crazy. I prayed about this morning. I'm looking for, you know, a man that is led by God, obviously. So I can, because I'm a submissive woman. So in order for me to follow you, you have to be led by God to follow me correctly.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
So in order for me to follow you, you have to be led by God to follow me correctly.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
I had to replay that to make sure I heard that correctly. That's what I replayed.
Let's just assume that she probably said what she really meant right there by accident. But let's assume she meant to say, you have to follow God in order for me to be able to follow you correctly. Really what she's saying is, she's going to try to control your leadership with the Bible. That's what we call conditional femininity, and it's hogwash, and you shouldn't have anything to do with it. Because our masculinity can't be conditional. You know, add a food on the table by five, or I'm going to act like a F. It don't work like that.
Follow you, you have to be led by God to follow me correctly. I'm 5'2", so definitely, you know, at least, I hate to be the one to say it, but at least 6 feet.
When you said that, I was kind of tripping, right?
That defies logic to me.
Right, right.
Your confidence needs to be broken if you think this makes sense.
You're 5'2"? And he has to be 6 feet?
Okay. 5'11", 5'9"?
Let him genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
Dealing with a straight motherfucking goofy. If you haven't realized it by now. 5'2", and she's looking for a man who at least 6 feet. This is a 12-year-old in a 38-year-old's body. Think about how stupid that is. As a grown woman with two girls she's raising. I'm 5'2", but you gotta be 6 feet, you know. That doesn't logically make sense. Do you see how easy it is for them to be swayed by other women? I mean, if you want a 6 foot man or taller, stand on it, bitch. Kendra gave her some pushback and instantly, okay, 5'9", 5'11", just please accept me. Please just validate me. Okay, I'll get back in line. I just want the sisterhood to approve. Okay, 5'9", 5'11"?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
As someone that is very family-oriented, because I'm definitely family-oriented. I'm from Alabama. I believe in family first. Someone that has morals, have standards, not just out here just playing, but serious about, you know, finding their person, because that's what I'm about, finding my person. I'm not very materialistic. I do want him to kind of be financially where I am, which is at least $100,000.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true?
And we can grow and have more.
I need that money. I need this.
She says she wants you to be family oriented because she's from Alabama. She wants you to be family oriented with her two broken families. And another thing, which is, you know, some bullshit, but let me touch on this too. When women say they want you to be family oriented, they don't want you to be family oriented with your family necessarily. They don't want to have to always go to your family's cookouts. They want you to be family-oriented so you can always come to her family cookouts and be tuned in with her two broken families. I feel like the woman's family is usually more intrusive and more critical of the guy than the other way around. She says she wants a man who's serious because she's serious now at 40. She had a kid with a motherfucker from back home, probably a situationship, and then she had a whole husband that she threw away so she can go back to the streets and travel by herself and be a thot. But now she's serious about finding someone. No, you should have been serious about finding someone 2 decades ago. You should have been more serious before you start popping out kids. How about that?
How about that?
You don't qualify for none of this you talking about. You qualify to get played with for the rest of your life. That Instagram doesn't read like someone who's looking for a serious relationship. Men aren't just looking for travel buddies. So for the good top tier men out there who actually are looking for a wife, between 35 and 45, you're just not a fit. You're not wife material.
Man, that's just mean. Just like I said in my last video.
someone that has a good heart, because it's so hard to find people that have good hearts.
Okay. You said, so he has to make at least 100K. We got there already.
Mm-hmm.
So if he made 80K, don't reach out to you.
No, he can, but we'll work it out. We'll work it out, as long as he's a good person.
No, bitch, it ain't nothing to work out. I make 80K, and I'm gonna make 80K for the rest of my life, and I don't need some washed up bitch, you know, giving me shit about it. I work really hard to get to 80K, and hey, if this is where I stop, so be it. I don't need you to try to level me up. The fuck? I'm not saying you shouldn't try to keep leveling up, but not to maintain a washed up baby mama. That's not why any man should want to keep leveling up.
He's out of line, but he's right.
If anything, be a feminine loving woman and inspire him to make more by doing that. Y'all ever think about that instead of being a huge, demanding, controlling bitch?
Of course not.
Deal breakers are men that are still married. Men that are liars. I can work with you if you're honest. You have to be honest, because some things you can work with. But I don't like liars. I cannot deal with a man that is currently married. And I really, really, I hate to say this, but I don't want a man that has like a baby. Like, I don't like men that have babies. That, like,
I'm what at babies? You have two kids.
I know. No, when I say babies, I mean like a toddler, like 2-3 under. Just because it's a, you know, that's that little foundation.
Okay, so you want no young kids.
Right. I would not
older
like,
kids though, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. My around 8, 7, 6, somewhere up in there.
Okay. 8, 7, 6. Okay. Now I've gotta tell you, a lot of cousins, that's what my followers, they're telling me to draw your man. There are times when I draw men, people. Have I ever drawn a girl? I don't know if I've ever drawn a girl for a guy, but they're telling me to draw your man.
Let's do it.
No, this is not a good thing if I draw the man.
Oh, okay.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how? Like, talk to me, bro.
I don't know.
Draw the man basically is indicating that's the only man that you can get that you describe if I draw that guy.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Well, I just want someone that, I mean, I don't think what I'm asking for is a lot. Like,
well, here's the deal. Okay. I think that most women don't think this is a lot, right? You're asking for a certain height. You're asking for a certain income. The challenge becomes, that's what everybody's asking for, right? But there's only so many of those men. And here's what I've learned from hosting the show. And I really do stand by women. The surprise conversation gets diluted, right? But there used to be a time when men knew they had to pursue women.
Oh. Fuck all that!
Right? There used to be a time when, in order for a man to get a family, he had to work hard to get the woman.
Right.
Those days are gone.
Thank you, Jesus!
Like, these men now want to be pursued. And a lot of men that know, because they hear it so much from women on the internet, if they're a certain height, if they look good, and they got a certain bank account, they walking around like they the prize.
You're goddamn right.
Like, both of these women, Kendra and this woman, are shaking their head at the idea that the most elite men on the planet know that they're the most elite men on the planet. They like, what has the world come to? Top 5% of men got confidence. Like, what?
That makes no fucking sense.
I do want to speak from my heart, because that's just what I believe. Because when you trust God, you trust God. So I want my person. And when I and my person to be my person, and I don't know it. So when you ask me the type of man I want someone that fits, I guess. I want someone that knows how to build. But most importantly, I don't care how much he makes. I don't care whatever, but he gotta be a man. Like, you it's not a lot of men walking around here.
Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, niggas.
What a ball breaking run. And replace the R with the C. More shaming language. They can't help but get on here and shame men. Let me guess, you're the epitome of womanhood, right? You a real woman, right?
Hell no.
That's who the Kendra Cam.
Okay. Sorry. Hold on. We get out the bed. All right. I'm gonna prop you up right here. Hold on. I got my shorts.
I like you're in shape. ATL got the bodies, baby. One thing Atlanta gonna do is have the body.
Lord have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers. We must.
As a mother of two young girls, who's the real creep? Are we the creeps for checking out her? Or is she the creep for clapping them on YouTube for hundreds of thousands when she got two little girls? Who's the real perv? This is a straight fucking hoe. This is a trashy hoe.
Someone that has morals, have standards, not just out here just playing.
If this was a man shaking his junk in some sweats or something, his Long Johnson in some sweats, man, people would be trying to call to have his kids taken away. Think about it. But this is okay.
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.